Looking at options, Atlin Hope. Amelissa Patrick. Lynn Hope Industries gave an update at Wednesday's Holmes County Board of Developmental Disabilities meeting. Sherry Mackey, the director for Lynn Hope Industries, shared some history of Lynn Hope.
Lynn Hope's been open for about 55 years. In the beginning, we subcontracted with local businesses doing small parts assembly, packaging, cleaning. So over the years, we've employed approximately 75 employees at one time.
She says things changed for Lynn Hope in 2022.
In 22, the county board went towards privatization, which then separated us. Before, we were the sheltered workshop, and we operated under a sub-minimum wage certificate where we paid our folks piece rate for their jobs, which meant they were paid for the ability of the work that they did. When we privatized, we no longer held that sub-minimum wage certificate, so we chose to go the route of paying our folks a fair minimum wage for the work that they do, which give them dignity, and it also gives them the feeling of equality.
Mackey says while there are many pros to moving to the minimum wage, it also created some challenges.
We had to increase what we would charge our customers, which caused us to lose contracts. We are now down to one. One company provides us work in the community. And we've worked with them for over 40 years. We have a very strong relationship with them. But like any business, you can't predict your orders coming in and out, or the need. So our work does fluctuate and has quite a bit here in the last couple years.
She adds that while they have been trying to bring in more work, they are getting underbid by other workshops that have come into the county. Mackey says that even with personnel cuts and adding services, Lynn Hope has been hit with unexpected expenses.
Like the vehicles, our vehicles have broken down. In 2 months' time, I had to put full sets of tires on both vehicles because they wouldn't pass. I mean, they were probably like this thin of not passing, but they still won't pass. We have to have our vehicles inspected, which is a cost.
Mackey says there is still a misconception in Holmes County that Lynn Hope is funded by the Board of DD.
Because people feel and think that we are still affiliated with the county board and that you guys fund us, that you pay our salaries, that you give us all of our money. And no matter how many times I've sent a letter out, no matter how many times I've had meetings, I'm still, even from the parents, I'm still getting that question as to, for example, the festival's coming up. Don't you get the festival money? No, we don't.
She adds that Lynn Hope continues to build relationships with local businesses and is looking at other ways to create revenue, including potential fundraisers. Among other updates from the Board of DD, the board adopted a new attendance policy to bring the school into compliance with new requirements passed by the state legislature last year. The next meeting of the Holmes County Board of DD will be on Wednesday, May 21st at noon at the Training Center. The Holmes County Sheriff reported for yesterday 2 accidents, 17 incidents, and this arrest. Jennifer Lee Stuchin of Urecksville. New upgrades have been announced for John Glenn Columbus International Airport. The Federal Department of Transportation is investing more than $10 million in the airport. The airport tells 10TV the money will help pay for 12 new passenger boarding bridges. CMH is upgrading 36 bridges in all. For its new terminal project, the airport says the terminal will have an upper level for departures and lower for arrivals. The terminal is expected to be completed by 2029. 2 communities have put temporary moratoriums on local data centers. Leaders in Findlay and Tiffin are hitting the pause button, approving temporary bans at their council meetings. Both are 12-month moratoriums passed as emergency measures. They will give the cities time to figure out how or even if they want data centers in the future. A Cuyahoga County corrections officer faces multiple felony charges after prosecutors say she smuggled drugs into a detention facility last November. Cuyahoga County Sheriff's deputies arrested Cheyenne McClutchin on Wednesday, though details as to exactly where her alleged crimes occurred are unknown. The charges against her came out of Lorain County, and officials say the Ohio State Highway Patrol is handling the investigation. Court records show a grand jury indicted McClutchin in March on charges of illegally conveying drugs of abuse onto grounds of a specified governmental facility, as well as aggravated possession. McClutchin is scheduled to be arraigned next week in the Lorain County Court of Common Pleas. Pike County is reflecting on the anniversary of one of the area's most horrific tragedies. This week marks the 10th anniversary of the Pike County Massacre. On April 21st of 2016, 8 members of the Roden family were shot and killed execution style across 4 different homes by members of the Wagner family. Among the victims were a young mother and a 16-year-old boy. The killings were found to be meticulously planned, stemming from a custody dispute over then 2-year-old Sophia Wagner. 3 children survived the massacre. 3 of the 4 Wagner family members charged have been sentenced while Billy Wagner's trial is pending. Cincinnati city leaders have relieved their police chief of her duties. Teresa Thiege served Cincinnati as chief of police since January 2023. As of late yesterday morning, she is no longer with the city. Thiege was placed on leave last October after a rash of violence downtown at the time. Leaders hired a law firm to look into her performance. That firm's report concluded Thiege had not been an effective leader. The Cincinnati Inquirer reports Thiege's attorney responded by saying he vowed to get justice to Terry Thiege. Leaders say the decision is likely to be challenged in court. And finally, if you've missed rooting around in your cereal box for a toy, you're in luck. WK Kellogg Company said yesterday it's including toys with some of its cereals for the first time in more than a decade. Starting April 26, special edition boxes of Frosted Flakes, Fruit Loops, Apple Jacks, and Corn Pops will have plastic toys shaped like characters from Disney and Pixar's Toy Story 5. The movie is scheduled to hit theaters in June. Plastic toys used to be a mainstay in cereal boxes, but they have gradually disappeared as manufacturers tried to cut costs and consumers worried about choking and other hazards. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM.